Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Brewers reporter Sophia Minert is our guest this morning. Hey, so pregame or postgame, Sophia, do you bump into like everybody else? Do you see Levering around?
Yeah, always.
So did he tell you we woke him up the other morning?
He did tell me that, yeah.
He did? What did he say?
Pretty much that, yeah. But it was an early wake-up call for him, whatever day it was that you guys called him.
It was like Thursday, and the signals got crossed. He had said he wasn't going to be available, but our guy Greg, who's our normal producer, he was out sick. Message didn't get passed on, so he got a couple of calls, but he did it. He championed through.
My favorite part was you could tell he was foggy, and then Brian D goes in deep on a question.
Yeah,
on the
I
game.
Hit him with something real deep.
Yeah, he struggled through. He got it.
He got it. He did fine.
Good
Sophia.
Sport.
I won't hit you with anything too serious this morning as the Brewers return home. But what's the vibe like in the clubhouse right now, given the situation and how things have gone over the course of the last 3 weeks or so?
You know, I would honestly say that it really hasn't changed a whole lot. Look, they understand the position that they're in. You know, they're on the outside looking in right now in the postseason. So, you know, they know that, you know, it's been a frustrating stretch for them. I think they all feel like they haven't played up to their potential. I think they feel like there's time to make up the ground, but I think there's also a little bit of a sense of urgency. Especially once you get closer to September, you know, they've got a big homestand ahead of them now. They've got 3 games against the Cubs, 3 against the Pirates, and then they're going to hit the road again. So I think this is a great opportunity for them to hopefully put a good week together. Hopefully you can win 2 series. I mean, I think that's been the biggest thing is, you know, they just haven't been able to, you know, win consecutive series and feel like you're putting together a consistent stretch, you know, for a long stretch. So I think that's what they feel like, you know, they know that they have to do it if they ultimately want to get into the postseason.
Well, Sophia, you said a really key word there, and that word was September, or as it's been dubbed in Milwaukee the last couple of years, Craigtember. What changes for this ball club when the calendar flips to September? It seems like every year since 2018, they just flip the switch for this final month of the season and really turn it on.
Yeah, I think it can be a mental thing. There probably is really no rhyme or reason to it. You know, the schedule is what it is. And, you know, the one thing that they have in their favor is they're going to be home a lot in September. You know, the schedule is going to even out for them in terms of, you know, we had so many road games in the first half and it finally, we're getting to the point where it finally evens out. So I think that'll be a good thing. It's definitely going to be tough homestands, but I think just more mentally, you know, I think it's just, you know, you're in September, you know, it's the final stretch, it's the final push. There's a lot to play for. I think when you know that you're getting closer to the finish line, I think it's probably just easier to play through a lot of the aches and pains. And, you know, it's hopefully these guys, you know, they're going to have a lot to play for here in the next couple of weeks. So it's probably more of a mental thing than anything when it turns to September, but we're optimistic that it can be another great run here in September.
Look forward to seeing you once again on the broadcast from American Family Field. Thanks, Sophia. If you see Levering, tell him again we're sorry, but not that sorry.
Yep, will do.
Yeah, pass it on.